Hi, this is Pete Wingfield, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on REM FM.
Playing a good album too, called Born in Arkansas. It's from Willie Big Eye Smith. Came out, I think, about a month or so ago. I received my copy about a month ago. Second track we played from it there, and that's called Money Talks. Opening up The Raven and the Blues on REM FM, on Skybird Radio, on the east coast of the USA, and of course as an MP3 file wherever you are in the world. Welcome to the programme. That's pretty new, and so is this. If you put together two people who, in many respects, are kind of different in their disciplines, one is called Steve Cropper, Booker T and the MGs, the Blues Brothers, all of that sort of thing, and the other one is the Rascals, Felix Cavalier. They're both living in Nashville, and they both were brought together by the producer, John Tyvan. And when John said to Steve Cropper, "What are you doing?" he said, "Well, I'm working with the Blues Brothers and Booker T and the MGs, some live dates, but I'd like to do some new recordings, but who would sing on it?" And so John brought Felix Cavalier and Steve Cropper together. The album is called Nudge It Up a Notch. What a great title. And here they are making their debut on the show as a duo together from July of this year when the album came out. This one is called Still Be Loving You.
In this world today, it's a crazy situation, and it's
hell to pay.
In the morning, when I is no rhyme or reason to this crazy place.
Crazy place.
What's a man to do when it seems there's no solution? How can we get through? There's only one thing that you can rely on. I still
really. Steve Cropper, the guy who wrote so much of material for Otis Redding, and also Booker T and the MGs, Jeff Beck, John Mellencamp, Blues Brothers, of course, and together with Phoenix Cavalier there from the Rascals on keyboards and vocals, the album Nudge It Up a Notch, and that's called Still Be Loving You. Great stuff indeed. That came out in July of this year, and I got that particular version from emusic.com. And if you want to find more about that, it's quite simple. You've got to do is go to the Raven and the Blues site, raven.dj/R&B, and click on the link to Nudge It Up a Notch from Steve Cropper and Phoenix Cavalier, and you will find the link to eMusic. Okay, from Nashville now across to Estonia and the town of the capital of Tallinn, and a band who've guested on the programme before, and I do enjoy their work. They're called Bullfrog Brown. Here they are with a track from their last, album. It's more like an extended EP, really. 6 tracks on it altogether. This one is called Wicked Grin. Yes.
fire. Playing guitar was my one desire, but I never got as good, never got as good as him. The mighty Robert Johnson still bound to win, but one thing I learned was his wicked grin.
That's a track I think they did live when they were here. If my memory serves me correct, they're called Bullfrog Brown. On vocals, you had Alar Kreese, and on guitar, Andres Roots, and on there, on harmonica, Ular Cart as well. And they didn't bring a drummer here when they came, but on drums, they're Paul Terep. And they're called Bullfrog Brown, and they're from Estonia and the capital, Tallinn, and a good band too, very much in the roots of the original blues. And we've got more original blues coming up later in the programme. This is The Raven and the Blues, and I had a phone call this week saying, would you like to do an interview with Mick Fleetwood? I said, Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac, and they said, yeah. And I said, oh, that's rather nice. Where is he? And they said, he's in Hawaii, but there's an 11-hour time difference, but I'm sure we can set something up. So it is set up, and I'll be talking to Mick Fleetwood over the course of this next week, and he'll be on next week's programme. But to give a taste of what he's doing now, the band themselves, Fleetwood Mac, are still in existence. They've got a new album coming out next year, as far as I can see. But along the way, Mick Fleetwood has joined up with Rick Vito and formed the Mick Fleetwood Blues Band. And they have an album coming out in October of this year, which is called Blue Again. And here is a track taken from it, which is called Fleetwood Boogie, written by Rick Vito.
Short the swing, make all the pretty babies wanna shake that thing. Do the Fleetwood Boogie,
Fleetwood Boogie,
Fleetwood Boogie,
Fleetwood Boogie,
on the Fleetwood Boogie, rock it all night long, rock it out. Down in my Fleetwood Cadillac, I'll do the Fleetwood.
Well, they're sounding pretty fine, aren't they? Mick Fleetwood, together with Rick Vito, a track written by Rick Vito and a track taken from their new album called Blue Again, comes out in the middle of October, and they're doing a European tour around about the same time, and that's called Fleetwood Boogie. And I'll be talking to Mick Fleetwood on the programme next week. Looking forward to that. There's quite a big time difference between the UK and Hawaii, so probably it'll be late in the evening for me and early in the morning for him. The album was recorded live in St. Louis at the Sheldon Concert Hall at the beginning of this year. There's a couple of bonus studio tracks as well, where they go back to Albatross and The Supernatural and some of Peter Green's work. Lots of Peter Green originals on the album, but Rick Vito is a great, great guitarist. Good stuff too. This is The Raven and the Blues. Let's go back to music that influenced both me and people like Mick Fleetwood as well, going right back to the late 1950s. Here's Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee together with an album from 1958, 50 years ago. It's called Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry Sing. This is called Boogie Baby.
I love you, baby. Baby, please don't go. I love you, baby. Baby, please don't go. I love you, baby. Baby, please don't go. If you leave me, baby, you know it's gonna hurt me so. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh-wee, baby, you sure look fine to me. Well, I love you, baby, why tell it everywhere? Well, I love you, baby, why tell it everywhere? Well, you knock me out to where you wear your hair. Ooh, 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 ooh-wee, baby, you sure look fine to me. I love you, baby, why tell it all over town? Well, I love you, baby, why tell it all over town? Want to let your man know she ain't no hand me down. Ooh, 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 wee, baby, you sure look fine to me. She got that big leg, them little bitty pretty feet. She got that big leg, them little bitty pretty feet. Well, the boy started whistling when she walked down the street. She made me holler, ooh, 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 wee baby, you sure look fine to me.
Nose long and tall, fill up the street. Long and tall, fill up the street. No, you're long and tall, fill up the street, boy. Don't belong to you to keep your hands off her. Big hand down, hands off her. Big hands down. Your hands off me, ever say, boy, won't belong to you. Or when you see me coming, hold arms up high. When you see me coming, hold arms up high. When you see me coming, hold arms up high, boy, don't belong to you. To keep your hands off of her, big hands down. Keep your big hands down. Keep your hands off. You hear what I say, boy? Don't belong to you. Mm-hmm. pretty hair. Feels like an angel. Long curly hair. She got a face like an angel. Got long pretty hair. Feels like an angel, boy. Don't belong to you. To keep your hands off of her. Your big hands down. Keep your hands off her. Your big hands down. Keep your hands off. You care what I say, boy. Don't belong to you. Girl.
For years and years and years in different forms. I recall it a skiffle version. There you heard it from Cephas and Wiggins, John Cephas and Phil Wiggins, taken from their album from this year called Richmond Blues, a compilation of some of their work, both current and going back into the past. And just before that, you heard something from 50 years earlier, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, or in this instance, listed Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry. And that's a track taken from their album, Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry Sing. And that was, what was it called? Brownie's Boogie, wasn't it? Boogie Baby. There we go. The Raven and the Blues on REM FM, also on Skybird Radio, and on the as an MP3 player, on an MP3 player of your choice. Let's have somebody now who's making his debut on the show. He's a neighbour, too. His name is D'Artagnan, and he is very much a soul singer in the style of Labby Seafree in some ways. I'm sure he won't mind me saying that. He's got a very similar vocal intonation, and he's got a new single out, which is called More. And he brought it across this week and said, would it work on the blues show? I listened to it and thought, yeah, it probably would.
She wants more than I can give. She is more than I can take. And she wants more that I should live. More that I should be more than anything at all. She keeps asking me to leave. And she says I shouldn't go. And she keeps pouring out her heart. It's pulling on my heartstrings. I'm thinking on my feet. And she whispers in her sleep, she needs me, oh, completely. She's calling out my name, I swear I wanna be there. When her hands are on my face, and all her tender kisses, more than anything at all. It's more than all this life. More, more than all this pain. More, more than all this conflict. More than all this aching, it's coming round again. You see, I'm swimming in the sea. And I'm trying hard to catch my life. And I'm diving in this world, diving in the deep blue oceans of my dreams. Sleep, she needs me, oh, to break your heart. And I didn't mean to make you cry, but tears are falling down your face, falling down on me, it's tearing me apart. And she wants more than I can give, and she is more than I can take, and she wants more that I should live, more that I should be more than anything at all.
His new single, available all over the place. If you go to his MySpace page, you will find out where to get it from. I think CD Baby and eMusic, I think, are going to have it too. A neighbour of mine lives 50 yards away. His name is D'Artagnan, singer-songwriter, musician, and that's a track which, to me, you can see the influences of Labby Seafree. You can also hear some Nick Drake influences in there as well. Not what you would call Roadhouse Blues, but good stuff anyway. Well done, D'Artagnan, and thanks for giving me a copy of the record. Okay, from somebody who's only got one name, let's go to somebody who's not only got full name, surname and Christian name, but also is Mr. Keith Little, making his debut on the show as well. He's a Cincinnati blues man. I've just received his album, which is called Take It Off and Get Loose With It. It's a combination of blues, rhythm and blues, and soul. And I thought we'd play, I went through the album and this track really stood out to me. So making his debut on the show, not Keith Little, but Mr. Keith Little. And this one is called Copper Tops.
I like to say, come on in. Welcome everybody to Mr. Little's Hangout. It's where we have a good time all the time. I'll tell you about a story. A simple story, and it goes a little bit like this. My baby's ever ready. She got those copper tops. And when we get to loving, oh, we just can't stop. We gotta die hard, a die hard love affair. Yes, we do. When we get to loving, there'll be blackouts everywhere. I used to know some ladies, they always blew a fuse. But when we got the loving, so much power we can't lose. But I die hard, I die hard love affair. When we get loving, there'll be blackouts everywhere. Give me a ride around the neighborhood. Let me see what's going on out there. Hey, Johnny, what's up over there, guy? You ought to come on in. Began to talk about that special someone. I know he was in love. You know that someone that makes the sun shine in the midst of a hurricane. That special someone that makes you feel no pain when the weight of the world is on your shoulders. That special someone that brings you to that special place of ease. Man, I'd like to go there. Said, my baby's ever ready with her headlights on. When I see the flashing, I know I'll be riding all night long. When I die hard, I die hard love affair. I tell you, when me and that woman get to loving, there'll be blackouts everywhere. Give me a ride around the neighborhood again. Go see old Joe. See if we get this party jumping pretty good. She starts loving me. Oh, she just won't quit. She makes me feel so satisfied. Man, I'm loving it. But I die hard. I die hard. Love affair. I tell y'all, when we get to loving, there'll be blackouts everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Co-written by Mr. Keith Little together with Paul Sebron, otherwise known as Mr. Pig. There you heard Ricky Nye on piano, Nick Lloyd on upright bass, Chris Arjusa on drums, and Marco Sastra on acoustic guitar. And of course on vocals, Keith Little... Oh, sorry, Mr. Keith Little himself, taken from the album Take It Off and Get Loose With It, making his debut on the show. That is a track called Copper Tops. And now somebody else making his debut on the programme, Luther Snakeboy Johnson.
I'm gonna pack my thank you.
Thank you. Recorded live, as you can hear, the album came out last year. It's called Get Down to the Nitty Gritty. His name is Luther Snakeboy Johnson, and that's a track called You Don't Have to Go. You don't have to write to me, but it's nice if you do. The email address is dave@raven.dj. Wherever you're listening in the world, I'd love to hear from you. The emails have been a little bit quiet of late, and I was wondering, therefore, had you all gone away for your holidays? But looking at the download figures from Libsyn, the figures are still there, so you're listening but not responding. Or perhaps you're downloading but not listening. Either way, I'd love to hear from you. And while I'm on, thanks to Beardo for his kind words and making contact with me as well. So if you like the blues on this particular programme and don't subscribe to the other shows, there's some great other blues shows on the internet. The Roadhouse from Tony Styler Denison, Bandana Blues with Beardo and Spinner, and who am I missing? Austin Riffs, of course, with Mark and Miss V, and also Murphy's Saloon Blues as well, with Hieronymus Murphy. You can find them all, the links to them all, on the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj/R&B. Okay, let's move from the States back to the UK now, and a band called the Incredible Blues Puppies. Their new album is called In the Doghouse, and here they are with a number which was originally done by T-Bone Walker way, way back in time, and it's called A Hard Way to Suffer. Stuff. Hard Way to Suffer is the title of the track. The album is called In the Doghouse. The band are called the Incredible Blues Puppies. which for some reason brings strange images to mind as far as I'm concerned, but it could be my warped and twisted mind, I guess. And that's their new album, which came out about a month or so ago on Note Records, called In the Doghouse. Let's move now to somebody who's going to be a guest on the programme later on this year when he starts his European tour, Walter Trout. His album called The Outsider came out in June of this year, and he has a track cut from it called Child of Another Day.
Fighting no more.
noise. Three guys on drums, Kenny Aronoff, on bass, James Hutch Hutchinson, and of course on guitar and vocals, the man himself, Walter Trout, who's coming to do, I think, an acoustic session. I hope an acoustic session here on the Houseboat on the Thames later on this year. I think October, early November or thereabouts. This is The Raven and the Blues, and let's move now to a track I first heard on the album, which came out, I think, about the 70s, called San Antonio Ballbuster, but they came out again last year on a compilation of Texas Blues Volume 1, the Houston Hotshots. Here he is, the multi-instrumentalist and the late Clarence Gatemouth Brown, and here is a track which is called My Time is Expensive. Sound like it was recorded much earlier ago than the 80s, though. That's Clarence Gatemouth Brown and My Time is Expensive, taken there from the album Texas Blues Hotshots, Houston Hotshots or Texas Blues Volume 1. Again, I got that from eMusic, and if you want to buy stuff from eMusic and have a subscription, it's remarkably simple. Just go to the Raven and the Blues page, click on any of the tracks with the eMusic link, and then you can get straight to the site, subscribe, and there you go. Let's close with a band who again did a live session here about a year ago. He was then, I think, 17? He'll be 18 now, I guess. His name is Ollie Brown. The album came out in the summer of this year on Roof Records, and the album called Open Road. Now, I closed the show last week with a cover, and it was from the album Mo Hip Alive, John Cleary, and King Floyd's Groove Me, and we'll close this week with a cover too. This is off the album Open Road, a track originally done by The Temptations, written by Barrett Strong and Norman Whitfield. It's called I Can't Get Next to You. Wherever you're listening across the world, hope you've enjoyed the music on the show this week and can get next to me, awful link I know, in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
can take a gray sky, turn it blue.
Oh, I
can make it rain if I wanted to.
I
can build a castle with a single grain of sand.
Oh, I
can make a ship sail. Turn back the hands of time. You better believe I can.
Oh, I
can make the season change by the wave of my hand.
I
can change anything from old to new.
Oh,
what I wanna do most, I've been able to do. Next to you, babe.